All right, wow. We have a lot of news coming out of the family of Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre, who was scouted, groomed, and subsequently sex trafficked directly out of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago spa back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Now, Virginia unfortunately committed suicide back in April. It's incredibly tragic, but her brother came out moments ago and described how the entire family was absolutely floored by the recent comments from the President of the United States. The President of the United States, only months after Virginia Giuffre committed suicide, is out there on Air Force One rambling for minutes about how Epstein, quote unquote, stole her from the club and he didn't want Epstein to steal anybody. And apparently there were a few strikes where Epstein stole people and there was one final strike, which is all mind-boggling and implies that Donald Trump knew about this entire operation and was even quite lenient about it until something broke the straw. So let's just jump in. We have no time to waste and we have a lot of news to cover. This reads breaking news. Sky Roberts, Virginia Giuffre's brother, says the family was, quote, shocked by Trump's use of the word stolen to describe their sister. And I don't even want to play the clip, but I do want to remind you that this entire family is very close to the situation. They know a lot about the situation as they've, I'm sure, been tracking it for the past few decades, case by case and moment by moment. So Virginia Giuffre's brother then said it makes them wonder how much Trump knew about what Epstein was doing. I mean, this person has been close to the case for a while. Quote, she's not an object, she's a person, he said through tears. She's a mom, she's a sister, and she was recruited by Maxwell. She wasn't stolen. One of the most tragic parts, I mean, the entire thing is tragic, but I was watching an interview with Virginia Giuffre, and she was saying how this job was really exciting to her in the spa back when she was 15 or 16. It was very exciting, and she was passionate about it, and she was learning a lot about anatomy, and then a sick, vile human being came along and sex trafficked her and kind of changed the course of her life, gave her, I'm sure, scars forever that led to the tragic events back in April. Here's an article digging into the fact that Virginia Giuffre wanted the files released before her death, which we'll talk about that in a second, but that's interesting because Mark Epstein, Epstein's brother, also wanted Steve Bannon's 15 hours of unseen footage of his brother. So just to back up for a second, this administration run by Donald Trump, who was very, very close to Jeffrey Epstein, best buds, integrated into his life, even his sex life in some cases. This man is hiding the release of the Epstein files, which Virginia Giuffre wanted before her death, and his right-hand man, Steve Bannon, used to be his right-hand man, is hiding 15 hours of unseen footage. This entire administration is covering shit up in a top-down way, and we need to be calling it out. This reads, Virginia Giuffre, the woman who survived years of Jeffrey Epstein's abuse and died by suicide this year, wanted the so-called Epstein files released, her siblings said. Quote, she had a little bit of hope in her because it was said that the files were going to be released. Amanda Roberts, Giuffre's sister-in-law, said in an interview Thursday, adding that she thinks Giuffre would have wanted, quote, transparency and justice. Here is Representative Goldman explaining how Trump must have known more, inherently must have known more. I just want to say, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. We are going to continue to pump out the news videos. We also have a Reddit in the description that's growing, a Discord. We have on Instagram, wherever you are, we are as well. Let's continue to push and let's watch this.
Phrase family is saying, you know, it makes us ask a lot of questions based on the president's statement that Giuffre was stolen from the spa at Mar-a-Lago. What questions would that raise if you were investigating this now?
Well, this is a totally new swing on this issue, John. Virginia Giuffre was a victim, a minor victim of Jeffrey Epstein's horrific child sex trafficking ring. If Jeffrey Epstein stole her from the Mar-a-Lago spa, then she was working at the Mar-a-Lago spa when she was underage. And it begs the questions, given Donald Trump's other statements, about how much was he in knowing what was going on with Jeffrey Epstein, and how much was he potentially involved? He has used other excuses for why his falling out with Jeffrey Epstein occurred, but there's no question from his comments that he knew that Jeffrey Epstein liked younger women And now we have this new allegation that he stole a younger girl from his spa. This is not like spa to spa here. Jeffrey Epstein had a...
You know, it's pretty insane how Donald Trump digs himself into a deeper hole every time he opens his mouth. Let me play this quick snippet.
Did one of those stolen, you know, persons, that include Virginia Jeffrey?
I don't know. I think she worked at the spa. I think so. I think that was one of the people. Yeah. He stole her. And by the way, she had no complaints about us, as you know.
What an insane thing to say. She had no complaints about us, you should know. Yeah, make it about yourself after she committed suicide. Virginia Giuffre's family even responded to Trump's claim that Epstein, quote, stole her yesterday. The family of Virginia Giuffre released a statement on Wednesday night expressing outrage about President Donald Trump's recent remarks about her, in which he confirmed an account that Mr. Epstein had hired her away from her job at the spa in Mar-a-Lago. On Tuesday, while answering questions from reporters, he said she stole her. Here's what they said. Quote, it was shocking to hear President Trump invoke our sister and say that he was aware Virginia had been, quote, stolen from Mar-a-Lago, the family said. It makes us ask if he was aware of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's criminal actions, especially given his statement 2 years later that his good friend Jeffrey, quote, likes women on the younger side, no doubt about it. We in the public are asking for answers. Survivors deserve this. Republicans in Congress, people in the Republican Party, cannot claim to care about survivors, to care about this, when they are gleefully covering this up, gleefully covering up the files. Steve Bannon is gleefully covering up the 15 hours of unseen footage that he wants to monetize. Meanwhile, Virginia Giuffre's family is like, dude, what the hell? Why are you out there making insane comments about our sister, our daughter, our mother, while you were calling Epstein your best buddy? Giuffre's family then said, quote, if our sister could speak today, she would be most angered by the fact that the government is listening to a known perjurer, they said, a woman who has repeatedly lied under oath and will continue to do so as long as it benefits her position. They're talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, who is not a reliable actor, who has lied over and over and over. And just breaking news right here, Senator Chuck Schumer just pulled off a move where he's using the long-forgotten rule of five to force the DOJ to release the files. Let's listen.
Century-old and little-known law known as the rule of five to compel the Department of Justice to release the full and complete Epstein files. Under federal law, when any five senators on the Homeland Security Committee call on the executive branch must comply. Our request covers all documents, files, evidence, and other materials in possession of the DOJ, the FBI, related to the case of United States versus Jeffrey Epstein.
They really found the silver bullet. They searched and searched and searched, and they found the rule of five.
While protecting the victims' identities can and must be of top importance, the public has a right to know who enabled, knew of, or participated in one of the most heinous sex trafficking operations in history. Let me remind everyone of what's happened in recent months. Donald Trump campaigned on releasing the Epstein files.
Yep.
He broke that promise.
Yep.
In February, FBI Director Kash Patel promised during sworn testimony in his confirmation hearing he would, quote, make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened. Well, that has yet to happen. A.G. Bondi said in February that his supposed, quote, client list, she said, was sitting on her desk right now to review.
They got hoisted by their own petard. You can't say that it's sitting on your desk and then months later say you didn't even know. I'm going to leave it there. If you all appreciate the videos that we make, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. Again, we're everywhere. We've been growing a lot lately on Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes. So if you're on any of those platforms, make sure you have the show saved. You can also save the Reddit forum everywhere. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video and peace out.